This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manhero akanaka vateereri, tinosangana zvakare manhero anhasi uri musi wechishanu, ndira 23, 2015.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni wenyu Blessing Zulu, ndichiti hezvinei zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Magweta ari kumirira varimi vepamanzou famu kumazowe aendesa mamwe mapazi ehurumende kumatare vachiti vanofanira kubvisa mbizi zana dzakaiswa papurazi iri.
Hurumende yazokwanisa kupedza kupa vashandi vayo vose mari dzemabonus zvichitevera kutambira kwaita nhasi. Vamwe vashandi vehurumende vose vangasati vapiwa mari dzavo.
Nhasi tichatarisa zviri kubuda kumitambo yenhabvu kuEquatorial Guinea.
Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemusoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Magweta ari kumirira varimi vepamanzou famu kumazowe aendesa mamwe mapazi ehurumende kumatare dzimhosva vachiti vanofanira kubvisa mbisi zana dzakaiswa papurazi iri. Magweta aya anoti kuti izvi zviitwe mukati memaawa makumi mana nemasere sezvo kuisa mhuka papurazi iri kuri kutyora mutongo wedare repamusoro wakati vanhu ava vasabviswa vasina kuwanirwa pekugara nemagwaro ekuvatendera kugara kwavanenge vatamira. Purazi iri rakanzi negurukota rinoona nezvedunhu remashonaland central vamartin dina richapiwa kumudzimai wemutungamiri wenyika amai Grace Mugabe. Dare repamusoro rakapa mutongo svondo rapera nemuvhuro richiti vanhu ava havafaniri kubviswa papurazi iri nechisimba vasina kuwanirwa kwekuenda.
Varimi ava vaudza Studio 7 kuti mbizi idzi dziri kudya zvirimwa zvavo uye mapurisa ari papurazi iri ari kuvarambidza kuvaka zvitumba zvekupotera kana kuchinaya kanawo zvimbuzi zvekushandisa. Vati vave kutyira kuti vachabatira zvirwere. Tabata gweta revarimi ava vatonderai bhatasara avo vanovawo nhengo yesangano reZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights kuti tinzwe kuti zviri kufamba sei panyaya yavo yekumatare.
Kumanzou kwaita imwe development iri kusuwisa zvikuru Blessing. Takanzwa nezuro nemaclients edu kuti vanhu veNational Parks Wildlife and Management Authority vakaunza mbizi dzisingadarike zana vakangodzisiya kuti dziite fararira muminda nemumasango ari muAnod Farm imomo. Ichi chakaita kuti tikwire kudare reguru reHigh Court tichiita agent chamber application yafailiwa nhasi makuseni. Taka tichiendesa kudare minister weHome Affairs, minister veLands, minister veEnvironment, Water and Climate, naivo veParks uyezve neveNational Museum and Monuments vanove ndivo vanhu vari involved nenyaya yeku Arnold Farm iko kunonzi kumanzou area. Chikumbiro chatiri kuda kudare reguru reHigh Court nekuti mhuka idzi dzibviswe nechimbi-chimbi vachingosevha nekoti order vabva vabvisa mhuka idzi nevanhu uye kuti vasarambe vachiunza dzimwe mhuka nekuti tinonzwa kuti vanoda kuunza nzou, shumba nembada uye zvipembere mumazuva ari kutevera. Saka tinoda kuti dare ribva ravamisa kuti vasaite izvozvo. Kana takuzoda final order tinoda kuti dare rigure kuti chiitiko chekuunza mhuka ichi kusvikora kodzero dzevanhu dzakanangana nekuti vasabviswe nechisimba inonzi forced eviction uye kuti kutyora zviri mumacourt orders akapiwa aye kuti vanhu havafanirwa kunge vachibviswa. Tinoti isusu kuunza mhuka idzi kuda kuedza kubvisa vanhu zviri indirect vachiavoida court order yakati vanhu chaivo vasabvise maclients edu saka ivo vaakushandisa mhuka.
Saka muri kutarisira kuti mapepa aya anoenda kuvanhu avarini?
Mapepa aya atoenda kune vanhu ava vese vari 5 blessing kutaura kwandiri kutoita izvozvo izvi. Uye tatozivisa dare tichifaira kukoti anonzi maritenal service ekuratidza kuti vanhu ava vese vasevhwa, zvinoita kuti registrar vachibva vazotipa date rekuti nyaya iyi inonzwikwa nechimbi chimbi rini. Saka tirikutarisa kuti ikasanzwikwa paweekend ipapapa panotanga muvhuro next week ipapa tinofanirwa kuti nyaya inzwikwe.
Gweta revarimi vari kudzingwa pamanzou vatonderai bhatasara vanova nhengo yesangano reZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights vari parunare muHarare. Zvichakadaro, sachigaro wesangano reZimbabwe Conservancy Task Force vaJohni Rodriguez vanoti kuda kugadzira nzvimbo inogara mhuka pamanzou zvinogona kutora mari inosvika mamiriyoni 10 emadhora. Hapana anoziva kuti mari iyi ichabva kupi, asi vamwe vanoti Zimbabwe Parks and Wildlife and Management kana kuti ZimParks ndiyo ichavaka nzvimbo iyi. Mutauriri weZimParks Muzvare Caroline Washaya Moyo vati tiitaure nemukuru weZimParks vaJoffreys Matipano avo vanga vasingadaire nharembozha yavo. Gurukota rezvezviwanikwa vaSevia Kasukuwere vanga vasingadairewo nharembozha yavo kuti tinzwe divi ravo. Tabata va Rodriguez kuti tinzwe maonero avo.
Munozvo maixisi zvakawanda chini chiri apa kuti area ya Manzoe mapurazi vanofanika kudyara chikafu ipapo, but vakuzuchinja hanzi uye tise muka tiite conservancy. Chini chiri apa kuti vanhu vacho vane shungu nemo nemari chete, noti kufungidzira wekubatsira vanhu vari pasi o vakomana iwa vakapiwa maminda yekudyara zvikafu. So therefore nyaya iyi inonetsa.
Ko, tichitarisa mhuka dzakaita senzou, shumba nembada, zvinokwanisika here kuti zvichengeteke zvakanaka papurazi apa?
Kana area yacho isina mamiti nechine chii, hazvichengetwa ipapo. Nzou inotsokera pava akadzibatwa. Chinhu chinonetsa kuti nzou vari kuda area yakakurisa, plus mbada haukwanisi kuchengeta paseri pafenzi, ndaa dzinofamba nousiku. So nyaya iyi munozvo havana kumbozifungidzira mushe mushe, vakazopindira nechiganyavu and hazvibatsire munozvo mangwana kuti pane vanhu vakawanda vachakwara vachifira ipapo nanyaya dzemuka idzodzo.
Sachigaro wesangano reZimbabwe Conservancy Task Force vaJohni Rodriguez vari parunare muHarare.
Zvichitevera kudzoka nezuro kwemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vachibva kuzororo ravo repagore, vanhu vakawanda vava kutarisira kuona kuti zvii zvichaitika mubato ravo rezanupf iro raita zinyekenyeke zviri kukonzerwa nekusawirirana pakati penhengo dzaro. Vachitaura nevatsigiri vavo panhandare yeHarare International Airport nezuro, vaMugabe vakashoropodza vaimbova munyori wemabasa muzanupf vaDidmus Mutasa vachivati vanenge dhonge rakarasika rinokuma riri roga musango. VaMugabe vakataura izvi mushure mekunge vaMutasa vanyora gwaro masvondo mashoma apfuura vachishora mafambisirwo akaitwa zvino muzanupf. Vamwe vanoti mashoko avaMugabe aya anoratidza kuti vaMutasa vanogona kudzingwa zvachose muzanupf sezvakaitwa vaimbo vemutauriri webato iri varugare gumbo pamwe nevaivewo mutungamiri wesangano revakarwa hondo yerusununguko vaJabulani Suvanda. Vamwewo ndo vanoti kudzika kwavaita kudai, kudzoka kwaita vaMugabe kudai, vanofanirwa kutaurirana nevamwe nemamwe mapato uye vemabhizimusi nenyaya yekugadzira upfumi hwenyika, kwete kuramba vachikoshesa kupokana kuri mubato ravo. Mutungamiri Nkomo Studio 7 abata nyanzvi inongorora zvematongerwo enyika vachamunorwa Madiridze kuti tunzwe mafungiro avo.
Ndofunga zvatanga tagara tichingoona zvichiitika mumusangano weZANUPF, ndo zvichapfuurira mberi zvichingoitika kuti avo vanopikisana nepfungwa dzavaMugabe vasingabvumirani nezvakabuda paCongress vacharamba vachingodzingwa mubato vachizonenerwa mhosva dzakasiyana siyana. Saka upenyu hwavaMutasa muZANUPF handisi kuona munhu atongomirira kuti ivo vaMugabe pavachagara pasi zvichida nemadzisawira avo mubato nevamwe vanovatevedzera vachangosvika pachidanho chekuti vamutasa nevamwe vavamboniswa futi basa muzanupf sezvakaita vana varugare kumba.
Vamujuru vari kunzi vari kuferefetwa nemapurisa nenyaya dzeuori. Semaonero enyu, zvii zvatichaona zvichibuda panyaya iyi?
Izvozvo zvatanga takatarisiraka, asi sokuziva kweduka mapurisa muZimbabwe, mapurisa vamugabe, zvatarwa navamugabe ndo zvaanoita. Sekuona kwamakaita kuti matare anga atauraiwa akati kumanzo kupurazi kuya hakusi kuzobva munhu asina kwekuenda, asi nekuda kwekuti vamugabe vari pazororo vanga vatotaura zvavo kuti vanhu vari ikoko ngavapi, takaona mapurisa achimhanyamhanya achindovatandanisa. Saka ndo zvichangoitika zvakare kuna mai mujuru, zvido zvavamugabe ndo zvichangotevedzwa nevari kuferefeta nyaya. Zvichida pamwe nevamatare vanogona kutoendawo nedivi iroro rekuda kuti mai mujuru vasvike pakusungwa, vasvike pakushungurudzwa, zvisinei nekuti umbowo hwabuda here. Asi regai tichingomirira tiona kuti nyaya dzacho padzichaenda kumatare zvichanzi chii panyaya dziri kupomerwa mai mujuru idzi. Asi nyaya dzavari kupomerwa kaumbo hwakati tsvikita husati hwabuda. Saka tochingoona kuti ivo vari kuferefeta vanobuda neumbo hwakadini, kana hwabuda ikaenda kumatare zvinozobudawo zvakadini. Asi mazivira atinozviita mainstitutions mazhinji muZimbabwe angova ezanupf, naizvozvo zvido zvemukuru wezanupf ndo zvinenge zvichingotevedzwa pakupedzisira.
Vachamunorwa madiridze vanoongorora zvematongerwo enyika uye vanga vachitaura vari parunare nanhutungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7.
Hurumende yazokwanisa kupedza kupa vashandi vayo vose mari dzemabonus zvitevera kutambira kwaitwa nhasi nevashandi vehurumende vose vanga vasaririra. Mutungamiri wesangano rinomirira vashandi vehurumende ava Republic Service Association, amai Cecilia Alexander, vanoti nhengo dzavo dzatanga kuvazivisa kuti dzawana mari idzi mumabhanga adzo, izvo zvoreva kuti hapachina mushandi wehurumende asati awana mari yake. Hurumende yakanonoka kubhadhara vashandi vayo mari dzemabhonasi idzi kubva muna mbudzi wegore rapera nekuda kwekunetsekana kwayo mukuunganidza mari.
Mwedzi uno, hurumende yakakundikana zvakare kubhadhara vashandi vayo paine nguva, izvo zvakazoita kuti iendese mberi nesvondo rose mazuva ekutambira aya. Varayiridzi vaifanirwa kunge vakatambira mari dzavo nechipiri chesvondo rino, asi vakaudzwa kuti vave kuzotambira nechipiri chesvondo rinouya. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita naamai Alexander, avanoti dai hurumende yaonawo kuti vashandi vayo vose vaenzaniswa, kwete kuti vamwe ndo vanogaro tanga kutambira nhengo dzavo dzichingoramba dzichipedzisira.
Vanoshanda mumaministries mamwe ehurumende yatinoti Director of the Civil Service vawana bonus ravo nhasi chishanu musi wa23 January. Rinova ndiro zuva ratanga taedzwa nehonorable minister vedu velepa kuti ndiwo musi watichapiwa mabhonasi edu. Saka katanga taudza vanhu vedu kuti vatarisire zuva ranhasi, ndinovimba kuti pavarionawo vafara vachitendawo kuti minista zvavakanga vatiudza vachitirimbisa zvazadziswa.
Ko, kunyunyutawo kwanga kuripo pamusoro pekunonoka kuuya kwemabhonasi uku kwataa taakunzwawo kuti mamwe masangano evashandi vehurumende vanga vaakufungawo kutora matanho ekurangwa mabasa, pane zvichiri kuitwa here pamusoro paizvozvo?
Hapane zviri kuitwa pamusoro pazvo, nekuti isu verest of the civil service takanonoka kuwana mabhonasi. Kune vamwe vanga vawana mabhonasi avo vaiti koini magozo sara sei, hazvifadzi ngatiendei kustrike. Isu tikati aiwa, isusu rest of the civil service nekunga munongotiziva, tinowanzofarira nyaya yekuti taure nevatinoshandira. Tinowanzokurudzira dialogue nekuingenda vatinoshandira vane vahurumende. Ndinoona sekuti kana tikataurirana tichiudzana zvinotinetsa, ivo vachitidayirawo zvinhu zvakanaka. Zvakafanana nokuti patanenyenetseka nekuti hatina kuwana bonus, takanotaura naminista vedu vepublic service vakatiendisa kuti bonus rinouya nhasi, rauya nhasi. Saka ndinoti inini dzimwe nguva zvinongoda kutiwo tinzwisise kuti zvinhu nyika yedu yakamira sei. Asi zvikuru sei ndee ndichitai vakurudzirawo employer wedu kuti kana pane zvinonetsa ngavatiudze, nekuti vakasatiudza isu tinesinawo zvokuudza vashandi. Ndopanonozona vashandi vakuti takutituma takuridza mabasa, asi tikasava tichitaurirana tichivimbisana zvinova zvinhu zvinenge zvakanaka. Asi pane chichemo chandakatombera kune madhipatimendi akawanda, ivavo vamwe vese vazonoka kupiwa bonasi, vachiti hazvinongoita sekuti hurumende kana isina mari isusu tisinobhadhara kwekupedzisira. Kana vachizoita sekuti vaye vanenge vachitoenda kusitereke ndo vanotanga kubhadhara. Saka zvinhu zvekuti handichitiwo kana matambudziko aripo tese ngatimbonzwai kurwadziwa nazvo. Kusangoti vamwe ndo vanobva vanyanyisa kurwadziwa, vamwe vanongogara vachitanga kutiza. Asi tinotenda chaizvo kuti bona hazvina sitari vanhu.
Vanga vari mutungamiri wesangano Republic Service Association, amai Cecilia Alexander, vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7.
Makateerera kunefenyuro yenyu yeStudio 7, tiri kutefenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa padandemutande redu repaInternet rinoti www.voashona.com. Zvakare website yedu www.voashona.com.
Vateereri, munokwanisa kutibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 12080 ne 15455 kHz pa shortwave.
Tinodawo kukuzivisai kuti chirongwa chenyu chava neFacebook page. Endai pa www.facebook.com/voa.shona.
Tinodzokorora zvakare Facebook page yedu www.facebook.com/voa.shona.
Yashika nguye kuti timbotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika.
Zviri kubuda musarudzo yemutungamiri wenyika muZambia zvirikuratidza kuti vaEdgar Lungu vari kutungamira zvishoma. Sangano reElectoral Commission muZambia rinoti vaLungu avo vari kumirira bato rePatriotic Front vava nemavhoti anosvika zvikamu 40 nezvipfumbamwe kubva muzana. Vari kuvatevera ndava Akainde Hichilema veUnited Party for National Development vane mavhoti asvika zvikamu 40 nezvinomwe kubva muzana. Zvichakadaro, mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vanonzi vasumuka nhasi vakananga kuZambia, uko vanonzi vakokwa kuzova mumwe wevanyarikani mangwana pachagadzwa mutungamiri mutsva weZambia. Nepfenyuro yeZBC inoti vaMugabe avo vakadzoka munyika nezuro vachibva kuzororo mwedzi mumwe chete vaenda kuZambia negurukota rinoona nezvekudyidzana nedzimwe nyika vasimba raShembenge Gwi. Asi chiri kushamisa vakawanda ndechekuti kuverengwa kwemavhoti musarudzo idzi hakusati kwapera, nekudaro hakusati kwazivikanwa kuti ndiani achakunda musarudzo idzi. Rimwe gurukota reZambia Electoral Commission raudza Studio 7 kuti sezvo vasati vapedza kuverenga mavhoti vanga vasingakwanise kutaura kuti ndiani achakunda musarudzo idzi.
Dare reSenate muDemocratic Republic of Congo ragadzirisa bhiri remitemo yesarudzo iro rakakonzeresa mhirizhonga yakasiya vanhu 10 nevaviri vafa. Vanopikisa vanga vachiti bhiri rekutanga iro rakanga ratambirwa neparamende diki raipa mutungamiri wenyika vaJoseph Kabila kuramba vari muhofisi panopera temu yavo gore rinouya. Bhiri iri raida kuti pave neurongwa hwekuverenga vanhu pasati paitwa sarudzo. Bhiri raturwa muSenate nhasi harina urongwa hwekuverengwa kwevanhu uku.
Mambo mutsva weMusaudi Arabia, Mambo Salman, vari kuzvipira kuenderera mberi neurongwa hwemukoma wavo Mambo Abdullah, avo vavigwa nhasi muguta guru renyika iyi reRiyadh. Mambo Abdullah, avo vafa nhasi, vavigwa paguva risina kutarwa paurongwa hwaonekwa nevakuru vakuru venyika iyi dzechiArab nechiMoslim.
Makateerera kuStudio 7, tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC.
Makateerera kuStudio 7, munotibata pa 909 AM, 4930, kana pa 12080, nepa 15455 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisa kutibata pa channel Zim. Muchishandisa decoder reWizdig kubva pa 9 PM kusvika 11 PM. Kana muri pa Wizdig, tsvagai channel yakanzi CH Zim. Kana muri kunetse kana kuibata, dzimai dikoda renyu kweka nguva, voribatidza zvakare. Mosikana zvakare, kuitira kuti munyatsotibata pa Channel CH Zim. Channel Zim inotererwa nguva dzose pa satellite TV, pa smartphone, nepa internet, pa www.channelzim.net.
Makateerera ku Studio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri mu Washington DC. Panguva iyo vashandi munyika nemasangano anomirira vashandi pasi rose vari kupesana pamusoro pehuwandu hwevanhu vasina mabasa munyika. VeZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions mudunhu reMidlands vanoti zvinhu zviri kuramba zvichipira vashandi sezvo makambani akawanda ari kuramba achivhara uye mamwe acho achitadza kunyatsoshanda nemazvo. Mutorodo wenhau taura Ishava anoti panyaya inotevera.
Vachitaura kunhengo dzavo pamwe nevatapi venhau pamusangano wekuzivisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu mudunhu reMidlands mugweru nhasi, sachigaro weZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions mudunhu reMidlands vaMartin Tazvivinga vati sangano ravo harizi kufara nekuda kwekuti zvinhu zviri kuramba zvichipira vashandi. VaTazvivinga vati dunhu reMidlands rine zvicherwa zvakasiyana-siyana uye range rine makambani akawanda ane chekuita nezvezvicherwa uyewo ane chekuita nezvekurima. Asi vati makambani akawanda ari kuvhara uye mamwe mashoma ari kushanda asi kunyatsoshanda zvakanaka, vakapa muenzaniso wekambani yeDairy Board mugweru iyo vati iri kuda kuzogumura vashandi vayo munguva pfupi iri kutevera.
Muno mugweru vana Zimcast, David Whitehead, Radar Castings dzakavhara dzese. Zimbabwe Alloys is operating at 8%. Takatarisa kufunctiona futi seButter Shoe Company used to employ over 3,500 employees. Iye zvinezvi ine plus or minus 1,000 employees. Tikatarisa Zimasco futi they are about to lay, but they laid off 400. We have a case here, Dairy Board. Iri kuda kutoita lay off my workers.
Studio 7 haina kukwanisa kunzwa kubva kuvakuru vakuru veDairy Board, asi vanoziva zviri kuitika vanoti kambani iyi iri kuda kuendesa vamwe vashandi vayo pamudyandigere muna kurume. Vachipindura mubvunzo pamusoro peongororo yakaburitswa nesangano reInternational Labour Organization kana kuti ILO yekuti vanhu zvikamu zvishanu kubva muzana ndivo vasina mabasa muZimbabwe, VaTazvivinga vaudza Studio 7 kuti sangano ravo harina chekuita neongororo iyi uye vanopokana nayo. Monyori weZCTU mudunhu reMidlands vari zvekare National Trustee weZimbabwe Urban Council Workers Union vakuda kwashe munengiwa vanotsinhirawo izvi vachiti zviri pachena kuti vanhu vakawanda munyika havana mabasa ane musoro nekuda kwekuti makambani akawanda akavharwa, izvo zvave kuita kuti hurumende itemwe nemusoro pakuwana mari yekubhadhara vashandi vayo.
ILO ichiita research yavo panyaya yeunemployment munyika, ZCTU was not involved because ILO inongotarisa kuti kana une chitebhuro chako chokutengesa matomatisi or what have you, vanototi une an income yauri kuwana, vanokutarisa sokuti you are also employed. If you find mapercentage avo unemployment, Britain inoti vane higher percentage than us. But Britain ine ma industries, ine manufacturing sector. Zimbabwe we are no longer manufacturing. We are just a warehouse yokutengesa zvinhu zvobva kune dzimwe nyika. Saka isizo ZCTU hatiwirirani nazvo.
VaTazvivinga vashora hurumende vachiti kuda kuvandudza kwairi kuda kuita mitemo yevashandi nevashandirwi zvakafanana nekudzorera vashandi munguva yeutongi hweudzvinyiriri. Hurumende iri kuda kuvandudza mitemo yemabasa kuitira kuti makambani agokwanisa kubhadhara vashandi zvichienderana nekuti makambani aya ari kushanda pachinhano chipi. VaTazvivinga vashorawo vashandirwi vekuChina vari muno pamwe nevechitema vemuno avo vati havatevedzeri mitemo inochengetedza vashandi.
Kozouyavo iwo maBlack Indigenous maemployers edu varespectewo malabour laws munyika muno. Tine dambudziko eZCTU kuti employer wanowana ari kuagriculture ndiye employer unowana ari kumanufacturing, ndiye the same employer unowana ari kumining, ndiye futi legislator anogadzira mitemo yomunyika. Saka retinoda as labour zvinzwike, hazvinzwike nokuti tina legislator wava employer at the same time ari policymaker. Saka tiri kukumbirisa as labor kuti ngapave ne separation of powers between government and the industry.
Vata zvinga vati kunyange hazvo zvakanaka kuti kuve nevanhu vanokwanisa kuita zvemabhizimisi madiki hazvigone kuti vashandi vese munyika vaite izvi. Vakurudzira hurumende kuti ione zvaingaite nekukasika kuitira kuti ibatsire kumutsurudza makambani akavharwa pamwe nekubatsira ayo ari kutatarika. Ndakamirira Studio 7 Mugweru, ndini Itaurai Shava.
Muchirongwa chedu chiLive Talk na 8:30 PM tiri kutarisa mitambo yenhabvu yeAfrica Cup of Nations iri kuitirwa kuEquatorial Guinea.
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, titumirei matext message panhamba inoti 001-202-465-0318 muchitudza nhamba dzenyu kutaura kuti tigo kufonerai.
Munogonawo kufona panhamba dzinoti 1-202-617-2077 kuti mutaure paLive Talk.
Yashika nguwe ya tunoverenga tsambambosha dzenyu pamwene matekst amuno tumira. Mwye kutanga inoti makadiva shamarare vedu pa Studio 7 apo. Ndini mutereri wechirongwa Hosea Nyarugwe ndiri kubindura kuri kufaya zvakaipa. Ndinoti pamberi nechirongwa hamawe chiri kutibatsira zvikuru. Ndinopa mufaro kuna Loida Moyo, Sandra Nyahuye, Chris Gande, Blessing Zulu nevose vandasiya. Ndoti pamberi nebasa anhuwe, bye bye timu yese.
Mumwano tiwo makadi jonga na Blessing nevamwe vose ve Studio 7 zuva rapisa veduwe kuno kumasvingo. Ndini Brian kumasvingo, farisai mhuri yose yekwa zinyakatira. Varume ndingafara kwazvo mukaverenga tsamba yangu ndichiti kuvanhu vekumanzou farm vacheme vaine tariro. Ndiwo maitiro ezanu PF kana ichida kuvhoterwa, asi kana yave kutonga iyo kudzingai futi payakambokupai.
Ane vamwe vevanhu vari kuchemawo pamwe chete nevakaisirwa nzou nembizi kumanzou. Mumwe munyora anoti ndingafara kana mukaverenga tsamba yangu vana Jonga na Blessing munotipa nhau dzomene. JB kumondorongeze Manyoni.
Mwanotiwo makasimba here mukoma Jonga na mukoma Blessing? Ndinoda kutenda nenhau dzamunotipa. Ndinoti varume pamberi nebasa, musanete kutipa pakurira nhau dzechokwadi. Ndinoda kuti mutikwazisirewo mukadzi wangu amai Dick Madzinga Ushe nababa Talent Madzinga Ushe na mukoma wangu vanogara kunyazura baba Gwinyai Madzinga Ushe na mukoma Mosiadi Madzinga Ushe vandinogara navo. Ndozopedzisira kukwazisa baba naamai Madzinga Ushe she oro mujachi vari kwa Rusape kwa Chiduku kwa Sabuku Miripiri. Ini ndoitwa mukoma Dennis Madzinga Ushe, ndiri ku South Africa ku Johannesburg ndichigara ku Boksburg. Ndingafara kana tsamba yangu ikaverengwa.
Mumwe anoti ndini Philip Munamo kushurugwe, vakomana basa sebasa nikwaisirewo mhuri yangu yandinayo pano. Ndinoti pamberi nechirongwa chenyu rambai makadaro.
Nguva ndo inenge yaita shanje Jonga. Tinoti vanhu ngavaramba havo vachinyora tsamba mbozha tichizodziverengawo, asi dzatinenge tisina kukwanisa kuverenga. Aiwa, musaore mauyo vateereri mangwana. Ndimi kwazisanai hama neshamwari pano pa Studio 7. Email yedu inotiyo studio7@voanews.com. Matext message kana WhatsApp tumirai kunhamba dzinoti 001-202-465-0318.
Aiwa, ndizvozvo, rambai muchitumira tsamba dzenyu kuno. Asi nguva yedu yapera Blessing, tisata peta chirongwa vazivise kuti nhabvu yakamira sei.
Pamutambo uri kutambwa iko zvino kuEquatorial Guinea uko kuAFCON, zvakamira zvakadai. So Ghana 0 Algeria 0 vasvika muminutes 72 pane mumwe mutambo uchatambwa manherano. South Africa ichange ichitamba neSenegal.
Nguva yedu yapera, timbotarisa musoro yenhau dzanhasi.
Magweta ari kumirira varimi vepamanzou farm kumazowe aendesa mamwe mapazi hurumende kumatare vachiti vanofanira kubvisa mbizi zana dzakaiswa papurazi iri.
Vashandi vehurumende vanga vasara vasati vawana mabhonasi avo vakwanisa kuawana nhasi. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndichiti muve nekupera kwesvondo kwakanaka.
Neni wenyu Blessing Zulu tomirira chirongwa chechirungu.
Thank you, Jonga, and blessing. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, January 23rd, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Lawyers representing settlers at a farm in Zimbabwe's Mashonaland Central Province being converted into a game park by First Lady Grace Mugabe have filed papers at the High Court to force government to remove within 48 hours about 100 zebras released into the farm this week.
In the interim, we want a temporary relief that these animals be removed from this area within 48 hours of the service of the court order.
At least 15 civil society organizations are allegedly under investigation by the United States government for misuse and misappropriation of donor funds.
And Zimbabweans living in South Africa say they are now living in fear following a new spate of xenophobic attacks aimed at foreign-owned businesses.
Lawyers representing settlers at Arnold Farm, also known as Manzou in Mazoe, have filed papers at the High Court to force government to remove within 48 hours about 100 zebras released into the farm to pave way for its eventual takeover by First Lady Grace Mugabe, who plans to turn it into a wildlife sanctuary. A conservation expert has put the figure to turn the agriculture farm into a game park at around $10 million. The cash-strapped government has declined to comment on who will foot the bill. But sources say the Zimbabwe Parks and Wildlife and Management Authority, or ZIMPARKS, has been directed to fund the project. High Court Judge Erica Ndewere on Monday last week granted a provisional order halting the eviction of more than 200 families at the farm without offering them alternative land with offer letters. The villagers who talked to Studio 7 today said the zebras are eating their crops and police who have camped at the farm are stopping them from erecting temporary structures or toilets, posing a serious health risk to settlers.
Reached for comment, ZIMPARKS spokesperson Caroline Washayamoyo told Studio 7 that she was driving and referred us to her boss, Godfrey Matipano. Matipano did not pick his phone despite repeated attempts to reach him. Mashonaland Central Provincial Affairs Minister Martin Dina, who confirmed that Ms. Mugabe has applied for a license to run the farm, said he had a personal engagement and was not immediately available. Attorney Tonderai Batasara, a member of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that two government ministries and ZIMPARKS are in contempt of court.
This morning, we filed an urgent chamber application against the Minister of Home Affairs, the Minister of Lands and Rural Resettlement, the Minister of Environment, Climate and Water, and the Parks and Wildlife Management Authority, and then the trustees of the National Monument and Museums, who are the parties that are involved.
What relief are you seeking from the courts?
In the interim, we want a temporary relief that these animals be removed from this area within 48 hours of service of the court order. And then the final order that we want is a declaration that this act of bringing animals onto a place which is not a conservancy, a sanctuary or an area for animals, violated the rights of our clients against arbitrary eviction. And it was a circumvention of the court orders that are in existence that prohibited these respondents from evicting these people. So they decided to use animals to basically evict our clients.
That was lawyer Tonderai Batasara, a member lawyer of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, who is representing the villagers, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare. but chairman of the Zimbabwe Conservance Task Force, John Rodriguez, tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that turning Manzou Farm into a game park to accommodate the big five, lion, elephant, buffalo, leopard and rhinoceros species is a multi-million dollar venture.
You have to have a 16-strand of wire as a game fence, and you need double of it, two of them, with a space between each fence of minimum of 2 meters, but up to 3 meters, because animals, the wild animals, actually pass diseases to your domesticated animals, you know, like a cattle, and this is where your foot and mouth is actually spread. And to actually, you know, it's a big commercial farming area. You know, it's one of the best areas to grow crops. And for the first lady to turn it into a so-called conservancy, it doesn't make sense, because she says the money that is raised will go into the orphanage. Now, that's very incredible, because why the big five? Because, you know, it's one of the things that is sorted by most of the wealthy people around the world who pay a premium to actually come and shoot these animals. But the issue that they haven't actually taken a good look at is that you can't keep leopards behind a fence. That's the first thing. Second thing, elephants will tear those fences down. It makes no difference. If it's not the habitat and they don't relocate them from more than 200 kilometers, they will break and go back to where they come from.
Lastly, can you make a rough estimate of how much it might cost to turn that farm into a conservancy?
Hey, it could be anything between $5 and $10 million.
Chairman of the Zimbabwe Conservance Task Force, Johnny Rodriguez, on the line from Harare with Blessing Zulu.
At least 15 civil society organizations are allegedly under investigation by the United States government for misuse and misappropriation of donor funds. Online publication NewZimbabwe.com reports that the funds donated through the United States fund distributor, the United States Agency for International Development, or USAID, and disbursed to some organization dealing with elections and peace-building initiatives are under investigation. Studio 7 was unable to get confirmation of an investigation from officials with the United States Embassy in Harare, who said they were looking into the article and those named to be included in the investigations.
There was a conflict in the Crisis in Zimbabwe coalition late last year, with former board chairperson Dewama Vinga maintaining the lobby group's decision not to renew the contract of its then-director McDonald Lewanika. Mavinga then resigned from his position, citing deep mistrust and wrangling that he said had become untenable for effective leadership. Reporter Tatenda Gumbo spoke to human rights lawyer and Reagan Fossil Democracy Fellow Arthur Gwagwa, researching transparency within civil organizations. Gwagwa says in countries facing transitional democracy, there is always need for structured presence for both CSOs and donor funders.
The other issue that we need to look at is that most organizations that, you know, promote, you know, democracy and human rights in times of crisis or transition are crisis-driven. In other words, you know, they respond, you know, to the crisis as it evolves. So the organizations don't have the time, or the people who run the organizations don't really have the time, you know, sit back, relax, and look at their organizations in order for them to build, you know, durable structures that are strong enough, that are accountable and transparent. But that is not to say that, you know, the organizations in Zimbabwe are not transparent or accountable. What I'm simply saying is, I think for some of the organizations that are formed, you know, during, you know, times of crisis, they are crisis-driven and do not really have, you know, strong structure to address some of these issues.
As you're pointing out under that aspect, in your view, what should CSOs do to make sure that these structures are there and they're properly implemented to make sure that there are no issues when it comes to the either or lack of transparency, corruption?
You know, there's no panacea, or maybe what I could say, you know, this is the solution to the problem. But they are generally agreed rules and, regulations. For example, there's what we call, corporate governance, principles. Most, developed countries, they have, corporate governance principles that even NGOs, to a certain extent, should adhere to. Zimbabwe last year, the Zimbabwe Chamber of Commerce adopted, corporate governance principles. Although CSOs are not part of the Zimbabwe Chamber of Commerce, but they can learn from some of those, corporate governance principles.
Human rights lawyer and Reagan Fasel Democracy Fellow Arthur Gwagwa on the line in Washington, D.C.
Zimbabweans living in South Africa say they are now living in fear following a new spate of xenophobic attacks aimed at foreign-owned businesses. Several shops owned by foreigners have been subjected to looting and ransacking by mobs who allude their action to the killings of a South African young man that was shot dead by a Somali businessman. The young man was allegedly trying to rob the Somalian's shop. The ensuing looting that started Monday left three people dead and more than 180 arrested, and goods including groceries and electrical appliances like fridges worth thousands of rands were recovered. Some Zimbabweans say they've moved away from hotspots like Soweto as they fear the attacks. However, spokesman Ngabuto Nicholas Mabena of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa tells Studio 7 Zimbabweans are surviving the onslaught because they are not easily identifiable as foreigners in South Africa because of similarities in language and other traits, unlike fellow Africans from North Africa who are distinguishable by appearance and language.
The biggest challenge that South Africa has is that the foreign nationals have basically driven South Africans out of small businesses in their localities. You have seen a number of Ethiopians and the Pakistanians moving into Soweto, into Alexandra and the other areas, driving South Africans out, not violently, but in terms of their prices that they charge. For instance, if a South African were to have a grocery shop, they sell, say, a toilet paper for about 7 rand. An Ethiopian will sell that same toilet paper for 3 rand.
In all this mayhem, how are Zimbabweans coping?
It is not easy to separate a Zimbabwean from a South African because Zimbabweans, by their nature, they speak local languages. They speak isiZulu, Swana, Soto, Xhosa, and other languages spoken in South Africa. In terms of complexion, they are basically the same. So you can't tell a Zimbabwean in a crowd when they are with the South Africans, but it's easier to say this one is from Ethiopia or this one is from Pakistan.
Ngabuto Nicholas Mabena is the spokesman of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa. He spoke to Studio 7 on the line from Johannesburg.
President Robert Mugabe's return from vacation has many people anxiously waiting for the next episode in the ongoing ZANU-PF political series, often punctuated by intrigue, dramatic turns, and downright comedy. On arrival yesterday at the Harare International Airport, President Mugabe immediately laid into his former ally Didmus Mutasa, calling him a baying donkey. This after Mr. Mutasa criticized the page of ZANU-PF members accused of working with former Vice President Joyce Mujuru and called for their reinstatement. Observers say Mr. Mutasa and more perceived Mujuru allies will sure be expelled from the party. Analyst Chamunor Wamadiridze says the infighting in ZANU-PF will continue, with the ruling party paying less attention on national issues.
These squabbles are likely to continue. They are not going to ease at any moment to come. But let me say that his return, especially following the statement that was released by Mutasa in the previous weeks, is likely to see another dismissal of party members and even from government of other people who were aligned to Mamduru and who are still believed to be fighting President Robert Mugabe. But from my own look of things, Ramaphosa is determined to take him head on, and this is shown in the statement that the former Secretary of Administration for ZANU-PF released. Nevertheless, we need to be realistic, because taking a rough look at ZANU-PF party politics, it's easy to tell that the power is with Mugabe. And realistically speaking, the one with power is the one who wins in the game of politics.
On the national agenda, any hope for the economy?
Well, it's very easy to tell, Mr. Ngomo. The return of the president, I'm sure, is most welcome. He has come at a moment when the people and the state of affairs in the country requires him most. The situation in the party, the ZANU-PF party, is in dire need of his intervention, let alone the economy of the country. The only worrying thing is that the old man is as he was in the previous years. He is blank, and he is of no clue of how he can turn around the economy and ensure political order as well as political certainty.
A political analyst, Chamnoro Madiri, there on the line from South Africa. Ntungamili Nkomo also reached another analyst, Dumisani Nkomo.
I don't think we're likely to see anything new besides an increase in the hate speech. But in terms of the national agenda, really, I think we're unlikely to see any major shift or any major difference, because there doesn't seem to be any commitment from the government to its own Azim Asset document and vision blueprint, which seeks to win also the confidence of investors and to mobilize local resources. Instead, there's just been a focus on internal politics and factionalism. So there's been a lack of that direction, a lack of that vision, especially in the light of the economic situation, the unemployment, and the fact that the whole nation is virtually in debt.
Any hope for the ailing economy?
That's a problem, that they've dropped the ball. They're no longer concentrating on their own economic blueprint. They're no longer concentrating on creating jobs. They're not concentrating on restoring the economy. They're no longer concentrating on restoring service delivery from the for the ordinary people. So there has been a shift, and a very serious shift from the national agenda.
Political analyst Dumisani Nkomo in Bulawayo.
Meanwhile, news just reaching us is that President Robert Mugabe left Harare for Zambia today for the inauguration of the Zambian president tomorrow, who is not yet known, State Radio reported. However, the Zambian Electoral Commission told Studio 7 the counting of votes has not been completed, meaning there is no winner yet. An electoral official said it was possible the result may not even be known tomorrow. The Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation says Mr. Mugabe, who arrived in the country yesterday from a month-long vacation, left in the company of Foreign Affairs Minister Simbarashe Mbengegui. Studio 7 was unable to get government comment on Mr. Mugabe's surprise trip to Zambia.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kHz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency.
Coming up,
a closer look at Zimbabwe's disappearance from international discussions on nations are facing various problems.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
Saudi Arabia's new king, Salman, is pledging to continue the policies of his half-brother, the late King Abdullah, who was buried today in the capital, Riyadh. King Abdullah, who died earlier today, was laid to rest in an unmarked grave following a simple ceremony attended by the Arab and Muslim world's top leaders.
The latest results from Zambia's presidential election show ruling party candidate Edgar Lungu holding on to a slim but narrowing lead. The Electoral Commission of Zambia today said that Lungu, the Patriotic Front candidate, at just under 49% of the vote, his closest rival, Akainde Ichilema of the United Party for National Development, at just under 47%.
And the Democratic Republic of Congo Senate has revised an electoral bill that triggered violent protests in which at least a dozen people were killed. Opponents said an earlier version of the bill passed by the lower house of parliament would allow President Joseph Kabila to stay in power for years by postponing elections until a national census was completed.
The government today finally paid remaining civil servants their 2014 bonuses, which were given to workers in phases due to financial constraints. Public Service Association President Cecilia Alexander says the unions have started receiving information from their members that their bonuses have been processed. This week, the government failed to pay teachers on the 20th and pushed the salary payments to Tuesday next week, meaning that other civil servants will be affected by this move. Alexander says they appreciate the move by the government to finally pay them, adding they hope in the future it will put its workers first.
I've just received a report that the rest of the civil service received their bonus today, which is the 23rd of January. And let me say that we are very grateful and we appreciate the fact that the Minister of Public Service, Labour and Social Welfare, in our meeting last week, promised that we were going to receive our bonuses today, and that has been fulfilled.
There are complaints from some quarters of civil servants that they are always the last to get paid whenever there are some changes. What are you doing about this?
It is true, especially the rest of the civil service where I lead. It seems when there are problems, they are always sacrificed. They are thought of at a later stage. We believe that if this country is going through problems, then these problems should be shared. We believe we are also important and we are also civil servants, just like those ministries that they are prioritizing. So the rest of this civil service is actually raising a concern that next time when we have problems, I think they should also be prioritized.
That was Public Service Association President Cecilia Alexander in Harare.
Many have noted the absence of Zimbabwe on discussions relating to countries in crisis. Following its election victory in 2013, which officially ended the government of national unity between ZANU-PF and the opposition MDC, many say the appearance of peace in the country has averted the world attention to areas of more open conflict around the continent and the world. Jeffrey Smith of Robert F. Kennedy Center of Justice and Human Rights adds that President Robert Mugabe has managed to create the impression that Zimbabwe is a law-abiding country by utilizing the threat of legal court actions as a means of silencing dissent. Smith tells Studio 7's and Dimiake Mwakalele that Zimbabwe is not a center of concern for the U.S. at present.
Mugabe, including many other leaders in the region, they don't use baton-wielding security forces and police and the military to quash civil disobedience or dissent anymore. So you don't see civic activists being beaten in the streets or hearing of their abductions, like Justina Mokoko, when Beatrice Mtetwa was beaten and tortured. What they do now is they monopolize the courts instead of violence to maintain control, and that is not going to get the same headlines, certainly not the same international headlines, as overt physical violence and brute force often does. So Mugabe's learned that you use the courts, laws, and pieces of legislation to stifle civic activism, to stifle the political opposition, and maintain power. And there's very, very little international criticism because it's done under the guise of the rule of law.
But now, obviously, that is a known tactic. And some are wondering, where is the international community at this point to counter this tactic?
I think there are a number of different layers there. I think the first layer is elements within the political opposition, which have sort of discredited themselves over the past several years. And within civil society, I think they have to take a hard look at themselves, what they're not doing right, where they could learn to do better. Certainly, I understand the fact that it's a very, very repressive environment. But I think right now, civil society is suffering from a collective malaise where they really haven't galvanized themselves after August 2013 when the election results were announced. Secondly, I think it's a responsibility of the Southern African development community. For instance, they have to hold themselves up to their own lofty standards of which they've agreed to. For instance, the SADC guidelines and principles governing democratic elections.
What is the possibility that also the attention on Zimbabwe has been withdrawn because there is somewhat of what could be considered, even though it's arguable, a legitimate government in place? They won the elections in 2013.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point. You know, I honestly would say that I think during the last elections, for sure, ZANU-PF as opposed to the MDCs, was better organized. They had better grassroots networks. They really went out there and campaigned. You know, I was there in March of 2013, and everywhere you went, you saw ZANU PF posters, you saw people canvassing. I think that the opposition, particularly the MDCT at the time, took it as a foregone conclusion that they were going to win. You know, I remember talking to Morgan Tsvangirai, and he was convinced that the MDCT was going to win. There was no doubt in his mind. But to unseat, as you said, a liberation party that's been in power for 35 years, it's not an easy feat. They came close several times, and I think 2008 or elections prior, clearly the vote was stolen. But I think even with a free and fair playing ground, ZANU-PF in 2013 may very well have won that election.
Now, does that put organizations that are trying to help civil society groups and push the democratization movement in a dilemma?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are two separate issues. I think, obviously, the opposition parties need to get their own houses in order, and civil society needs to get their own houses in order, too. And I think they've been dependent on each other, oftentimes, and rightly, criticism is that they've been too close, and oftentimes they've been conflated. You see many people moving back and forth between MDC leadership and leadership within civil society. And obviously, you're going to see that in a lot of different countries where civil society becomes the opposition because the political opposition has been annihilated. But there still is that problem of conflating the two, and I think there needs to be a much more clear line that delineates the two.
Some say, well, that's the Western donors. They put sometimes the opposition and the civil society in the same pot because the mission is the same.
Yeah.
Democratization.
Absolutely. I think we can lay a lot of blame at the feet of civil society, but we can also lay a lot of blame at the feet of international donors and international implementers, for sure. You know, certainly it's not made out to be, you know, the machinery of regime change that Mugabe likes to so often hurl at the West and civil society and the opposition. It's not even close to being as coordinated and as, you know, a monolithic force as ZANU-PF likes to portray as his threat from the outside. It's not.
And that was Advocate Officer Jeffrey Smith of the Robert F. Kennedy Center for Justice and Human Rights speaking with Studio 7's Ndimiake Mwakalele right here in Washington, D.C.
The ZANU-PF Bulawayo province says Vice President Pelekezela Mpoko will conduct a series of meetings in Bulawayo to interact with people and party members this weekend following his appointment to the top national position by President Mugabe last year. ZANU-PF Central Committee member Joseph Chuma, who will be part of the Vice President's delegation, tells reporter Standigile Mhlanga the Vice President will also interact with party structures in the city.
And he is one leader who likes to mingle with the grassroots more than even the top leadership of the party. So he wants to go down to the people, the grassroots, and hear it straight from the people so that we then make ways forward from there when he has talked to the people and heard what their problems, their afflictions are, and then we can take decisions and decide on the way of how to handle the province and the party at large, but coming straight from the people and not from the top leadership of the party.
We've also seen the vice president visiting bereaved families in Kezi and Cholocho. What type of person can you say he is, and what can people expect from his leadership?
He is a very humble, down-to-earth person. He is very sociable, he's approachable, he has a caring heart just like the president himself. The one thing that I like about him is that he emulates so much the president. If you have noticed how the president is so compassionate, full of passion for the people that he leads, the people that had an accident in Botswana, the VP has gone in there to actually try and help from his own resources, not even from the government resources, but from his own company's resources. So he's an all-weather VP, and I think with that kind of approach, we are bound to succeed, definitely. Bulawayo is going to come back alive. Bulawayo is going to be restored back to his glory and such kind of leadership.
That was ZANU-PF Central Committee member Joseph Chuma on the line from Bulawayo.
And please remember to stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. when our host will discuss with experts and you, the listeners, about the ongoing African Cup of Nations in Equatorial Guinea. And in a game just played, Ghana 1, Algeria 0. That's all for tonight. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
siyabonga jonga lo Chris lichana njani emakhaya yikudibana emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 23 ngozibandlela 2015 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Hola mugela emweni ngenjabulo nguntungamili Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ikanti umthetho weZimbabwe zawuzi ukuthi i-30 mask yindawo yokuphila lapho umuntu angayakhona. Nabo ukuthi ithe abantu bengazwana ngelimidaba. Lokho kufuneka ikhodi lokho kumele kwenzakale. So nqabe ukuthi basebenzisa i-court order sekusiba nzima manje sekuphele ukuthatha amanye amanyathelo awe-sentence.
Amagqwetha amela abantu abaxotshwa eplazini leManzou Farm okumele ugcinwe khona inyamazana zendle ngonkosikazi Grace Mgabe bathi sebemangalele iziphathamandla zikahulumende lamapholisa emthethwandaba ngokufaka inyamazana eplazini lelo lolu daba lungakapheli.
Umsekeli kamongameli ubuya ezohlangana nabanikazi bezamuthefu. Abanikazi bezamuthefu nabantu phela abaphansi kuma-bank shells nakuma-districts ebandla lethu lezamuthefu.
Ibandla leZANU-PF lithi umsekeli kamongameli uMnumzana Phelekezela Mphoko uza kuba le mihlangano lozulu wakobulawayo kanye lamalunga ebandla lakhe ngempelaviki kuleli dolobho. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe esihlala kwele South Africa zithi sezidlela evalweni kulandela ukugqekezwa kwezitolo zabokuza kanye lokuthathelwa impahla kwezizalwane zakwamanye amazwe ngabe South Africa. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Amagqwetha amela abantu abaxotshwa eplazini leManzou Farm okumele kugcinwe khona inyamazana zendle ngonkosikazi Grace Mgabe bathi sebemangalele iziphathamandla zikahulumende la mapolisa ngokufaka inyamazana eplazini lelo lanxa lolu daba lungakapheli emthethwandaba. Omele izakhamizi zeManzou Farm uMnumzana Tonderai Batasara uthi sokufakwe amadube alikhulu eplazini lelo. UBatasara uthi lokhu kwephula isinqumo esathathwa lidale le-High Court elathi akumelanga usikomishi wamapholisa uMnumzana Augustin Chihuri umphathintambo wezokulima labanye bakhe bakhiphe abantu laba eplazini leli eselithathwa ngonkosikazi Mgabe ofuna ukufuya inyamazana. UBatasara uthi kufunakala ukuba uChihuri labanye bakhe bangaqhubekeli phambili ngalokhu abakwenzayo. Ingcwadi zithi iplazi leli kumele lithuthukiswe ngemali efika izigidi ezilitshumi zamadola i-$10 million. Ukuze sihlaziye udaba lolu, uGibbs Dube weStudio 7 uxoxele gqwetha elilwela ilungelo loluntu uMnumzana Job Spanda.
Na kwenzakale njalo ngendlela leyo then so kusobala ukuthi kule muntu ongahlonisi umthetho sedeleli ikhoti sezenza yena umuntu ophezu kwekhoti. Ikanti umthetho weZimbabwe zawuzi uma ukuthi ikhoti zimasi yindawo yokuphila lapho umuntu angayakhona. Nxa kuyukuthi ithe abantu bengazwana ngelimidaba lokho kukhulunywa ikhoti yikho lokho kumele kwenzakale. So nxa kuyukuthi basebenzisa i-court order sekusiba nzima manje sekuphele kuthathwe amanye amanyathelo awe-contempt of court.
Amanyathelo angkhona emthethweni angahanjiswa njani khonapho?
Ye when yena lo onguye owephule kumbe ongasahloniphanga ukuthi ikhoti yona yathini nguye obothwayo. Kule ndlela yangikhona yokuqala leyo lelo daba kungeyinye futhi njalo i-application kumbe kwesinye isikhathi bangasebenzisa umthetho wekhodi okuthiwa i-criminal code bahambe baye bahambe emapholiseni bayovulisa idokhethi yokuthi khangelani nampa abantu kule khodi oda le ekhuluma lokhu nalokho labo bantu sebenze khonokho ikhodi yathi bengakwenza or sesifuna ukuvulisa idokhethi ye-content. So indlela zimbili kungaba le-criminal yona le engiyithoyo kube le civil kodwa zonke ziyabe zi contempt of court
kodwa ke nxa sikhangela lapha baba Spanda kanyangazana abantu bangikona lapha okuthiwa ngama respondents sikhuluma ngabantu abanjengo Augustine Chihuri yena omkhulu wamapolisa kuzobuya ke lokhangelane lezokulima kambe bangayenzelwa khona ukuthi kuhambe ngaleyo ndlela
yes njengoba bengithile ukuthi eZimbabwe akula umuntu ukuthi awuthezi komthetho loba lobengubani ucommissioner upolice commissioner aka protect the constitution uminister aka protect the constitution yokuthi the only person who protect the constitution ngama judges of the high court so the president kodwa labo kule ndlela zangikhona nazo futhi ezokuthi nxa kuyukuthi ufuna ukuthi uba mangalele wenze njani
Umnumzana Job Spanda ligqwetha elilwela ilungelo loluntu obekhuluma ecingweni ekobulawayo lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7. Kulandela ukuphenduka ekhaya kukamongameli Mugabe izolo evela kukhefu inengi selikhangelele ngeso lokhozi ukubona ukuba sokuza kwenzakalani kubandla lezanu PF kudaba lokulwisana okukhona phakathi kwamalunga aleli bandla. Ekhuluma labasekeli bezanu PF ekufikeni kwakhe izolo egcekeni lendizamtshina eHarare, uMgabe uchotoze umnumzana Didimus Mtasa esithi ungubabhemi olahlekileyo okhalayo esegangeni. Lokho kungemva kokuba uMtasa ethule imbiko kumaviki amabili edluleyo esola ukususwa kwakhe esikhundleni kanye lezinye isiphathamandla ezetheswa icala lokusebenzelana lonkosikazi Joyce Mjuru emizameni yokugenqula umbuso kaMgabe. Ingcwethi zithi ngokuqhubeka echothoza izanu PF loMgabe, uMtasa ulakho ukuxotshwa ebandleni leli kokuphela njengalokho okwenzakale kwabanye abagoqela umnumzana Rugare Gumbolo, umnumzana Jabulani Spanda. Incwethi lezi zithi njalo uMgabe lohulumende wakhe kumele badinge amasu okulungisisa umnotho njalo basungule imisebenzi athi ukuqhubeka bekhangelane lokulwisana kwabo. Sixhume incwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Dumisani Nkomo.
Amboni sikudukusiba le nguquko enhle ngaphandle kokukhona lokuhlethisana nomxotshwana kodwa amboni kule mizamo yokuvusa nje umkonomi lokwenza nje impilakahle yabantu ibe ngcono. Sizaqhubeka sibona abantu bethethisana, sizabona abanye bexotsha mbona ezanamtasa leyo bazamxotsha kuzanu-PF kodwa sikaboni nje imizamo etshengisela ukuthi kulesifiso sokuvuselela umkonomi.
Abakamjuru bona ubona belokhu beqhubeka labo besenza njengezimvu bethethiswa besenziwa lokhu lalokhwana bexotshwa kubandla
vele sikhathi on their side because right ngasikhangela vele ngakuzaba le-successa leso umongameli okhona khathesi engehlele ukuqhubeka esiya phambili sokudingakala ukuthi kube lo muntu ozathatha isikhundla sakhe lesi ngama-natural consequences abantu abazavota and ngama-members of parliament abavele ebandleni elibusane at the moment umjuru mnyole advantage so mbona uthule sibili but engabe le-strategy nje sokuthi ngaze ekhulume khathesi awuncedi lutho but of course lalabana abanye ukuhlangothe elinye lanilphilisayo bazaqhubeka bemhlasela kusiwe lama-corruption charge ehlasiwe lihanjise ijele endaweni ezijiyeneyo so monazane sibili akuyafiwa sibili kodwa monazane kuzaba lehlangothi lesithathu sibili kuzanu-PF monazane ihlangothi likabahomnangakhona lizahlephuka phakathi njalo kube lama-14 maybe angu-3 or 4
njani Nkomo
ya monazane bazaqalisa ukulweli izikhundla sesikubonile khathesi already umnumzana uJonathan Moshe uyakesayisimbone uyakubhekisana lomnangakwa so ngani kuyathephiswana sesibonile ukuthi even u-operating mpofu loJonathan Moyangane bayahala njalo so ngabantu kade bekufaction eyi-1 so ngenxa yokuthi abanye abasathulani izigunda bebonzane bazazithola bonazane i-faction yona liyani izaphinde ihlephuke njalo ngoba injongo yabo kuphela kwakuyukuthi bakhiphe bani ukuthi bekhiphe umjuru ayengahlanise ukuthi bayathandana ayehlanise ukuthi bazwebe umjuru so khathesi sokuzaba nzima ukuthi beqhubeke besiya phambili njengoba khayenza nabantu bathola izikhundla eziphezulu abanye abasatholanga abanye bathola i-cream abanye bathola imvuthu
So kona kona kuzenza ihlangothi lonalelana lihlephuke phakathi.
Umnumzana Dumisani Nkomo ingcwethi kwezombusazwe sixoxela ekobulawayo. Kunjalo nje umsakazo weZimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation ubika ukuba umgabe usukela mhlanje elubhekise kwele Zambia ukuyaphatheka emkhosini wokufungiswa kukamongameli walelo lizwe omutsha kusasa. Kodwa isimanga ikuthi iziphathamandla zeZambia Electoral Commission zithi azikaqedi ukubala amavoti ngalokho akukaziwa ukuthi ngobani onqobileyo kulolu khetho. Zithi ngokunjalo azilaqiniso lokuthi zizakwazisa impumela yalolu khetho nini lokuthi ozanqoba uzafungiswa nini. Ibandla leZANU PF lithi umsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Phelekezela Mphoko uza kuba lemihlangano lozulu wakobulawayo kanye lamalunga ebandla lakhe ngempela viki kuleli dolobho ukuze akhulumisane labo kulandela ukukhethwa kwakhe kulesi sikhundla ngumongameli Mgabe ngomnyaka odluleyo. Umbiko oyithulwe yileli bandla uthi imihlangano le izaqhutshwa emagwegwe enkulumane empopoma lemahofisini eZANU PF eDavis Hall. Umnumzana Mphoko seke wethekelela imuli ezibhujelwe izihlobo ekhezi lecholotsho wazincedisa ngempahla ezithile okubangele abanye ukuthi bathi ungumuntu wabantu. Okuningi ngalolu daba asikuzweni kunxoxo eqhutshwe nguSithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7. Lo mnumzana Joseph Chuma ilunga le Central Committee yaleli bandla ozabe ekulimihlangano.
Umsekeli kamongameli ubuya ezohlangana nabanikazi bezanu PF. Abanikazi bezanu PF ngabantu phela abaphansi kuma branch cells nakuma districts ebandla lethu lezanu PF. Ubaba uMphoko umuntu olobuntu obumangalisayo. Ngiyathaba nxa ngimbona sezinto ezinjalo ngoba ukhanya engumuntu olandela kanye sibili ecephukeni zikababa uMgabe umongameli wethu ulandela kanye ecephukeni zikababa uJoshua Nkomo ngendlela eyiyona esihlalela ephilandaba nabantu ulandela kanye futhi izini kubaba uJohn Nkomo owaqalisa indaba yokuthi bona peace begins with you, it begins with me and it begins with everyone. Ubaba uMphoko la ekhanya sibili hayi icathe lezi uzingena ngendlela ephezulu elungile kakhulu sibili ngoba khangela even abantu laba abayehlele ingozi yemoto eBotswana ufikile ezimbilini zabo wafika la wabamba izandla ngokwesintu wathiye encedisile ekhiphe isikhwameni sakhe senkampani yakhe not even esikhwameni sikahulumende khonokana yazi kuyinto esithokozisayo thina abantu bakobulawayo ngoba sihle sibonela silo mkhokheli owazi abantu silo mkhokheli owazile ona nxa udujekele uyabe khona ekuceleni kwakho nxa utshabile futhi undicelebrata ukhona ekuceleni kwakho noma ngesikhathi futhi uyabe khona ekuceleni kwakho yize inkokheli esizifunayo lezo yize inkokheli futhi ezenza ubana sithuthuke ubulawayo athuthuke ubulawayo abuyele bheki futhi endaweni yayo ubulawayo simaze indawo ethuthukileyo ukuthi abona ithuthu ziyathunqa bezingasathungi kodwa nimase sile nkokheli ezinje so hayi mina mbona ngabe kuzahamba.
Kuyini elikukhangeleleyo emhlanganweni?
Ufuna ukuyakuzwa ngabantu ngokwabo bekhuluma. Ngokwesinye isikhathi abantu bengakhuluma kwezinye iy'nkokeli. Ilezi nkokeli ezilabantu azisafikisi into ngendlela eyiyo phezulu kubaba o-VP la ngopresident ngale. Manje into yona mara ngizehlele mina ngizwele first hand abantu bezikhulumela ngemilomo yabo. Then sesisukela abana-ke sesihlala phansi sesiqoqana sesibonele right sikuhambe njani oyinto loku sihambe njani suke lapha sesiya phambili. So ikusasa lakobulawayo ikusasa leZimbabwe ibona nganta liyakhanya nxa silamadodanzi.
Umnumzana Joseph Chuma lilunga le-Central Committee kubandla leZANU PF obekhuluma ecingweni loSithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 ekobulawayo.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 Medium Wave, laku Shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-internet kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo
www.voaindebele.com.
Usiba lukolo uwebhanga le-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, umnumzana John Mangutka, ukhangelelwe ukuqhuba umhlangano kobulawayo ngenyanga ezayo echasisela uzulu waleli dolobho ngokusebenza kwemali yamatshe ama-bond coins, yona ekhanyayo lokhu ikhangelelwa phansi kuleli dolobho. Iningi labantu edolobheni lakobulawayo lisebenzisa irandi lase-South Africa. Kubika uNothando Sibanda.
Inhlanganiso yabosomabhizimisi iZimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce iZRNCC ithi uMangutsheka uza ngoba osomabhizimisi kanye lozulu nje ukhanya elokhelwa kuthandabuza ngokusebenza kwemali le lenjongo yebhanga lelizwe ukuyiletha. Imali le yamatshe yalethwa kuzaqeda udubo lwentshintshi olwaluvele lunganeno kulumhlubulo welizwe njengoba kuvele kugcwele imali yakwelezansi ye-Afrika. Embikweni wakhe kuntathela izindaba, umsekeli kamgcini isihlalo we-ZRNCC eMathebeleland, unkosikazi Sisasenkosi Sibanda, uthi lancanje sokulamaviki athile yaqala ukusebenza limali, uZulu kanye labo somabhizimisi balokhu bengathandi ukuyiphiwa inengi ngoba besesaba ukuthi ingxenye yemizamo yokuphendukisa imali yakuleli bese besala belayo iyinqwabanqwaba kungela oyifunayo. Uthi ibhanga lelizwe alizange lifundise abantu kabanzi ngalimali anduba ilethwe kuthiwe ayisebenze. Iningi labo somabhizimisi elizisebenzayo likhala ngokuthi lingabalala imali enengi kuyabe sokumele liyintshintsha ibe ngamadola eMelika kumbe amarand lapho selifuna ukuyathenga impahla zokuzothengisa phandle kwelizwe.
Ama-bond coins okwakhathesi abantu bakobulawayo balohlupho olukhulu kakhulu ngawo ngoba abantu laba abathengisa ezitaladeni okuyibo abagcina besiba le mali eyama-coins. Baye bezibuza ukuthi kanti nxa sebesuke baba la ma-bond coins bona befuna ukuyathenga izinto zabo bethenga phandle kwelizwe ukuthi bazawasebenzisa ngaphi, bazawatshintsha ngaphi ukuthi bathole imali okumele bahambe bayathenga ngayo.
Wengeze esithi kuqakathekile ukuthi usiba lukhulu webhanga leli aze azokhulumisana labantu lanxa nje bebalutshwana abasalithemba leli bhanga lezinqumo zalo. Uthi kuyadingeka ukuthi abantu batshelwe ukuthi kusebenzisa imali kunceda ngani inotho yelizwe ngoba abakakhohlwa ukuthi wathi kuqala kusebenza imali yakwamanye amazwe basala lamaqubaquba ezimali emabhanga ayengasathengi lutho.
I-RBZ usukela ngayo ugovernor awakhona abazange basifundise thina ukuthi kanivele asebenzana imali is it real kumbe into edlulayo kumbe uhamba njani. Ngoba uyafica ukuthi umuntu oyithola imali yakhona akafuni vele ihlale esandleni sakhe, ufuna ukuyidlulisa ezosithi hayi le ayisiyo mali. Abantu bangani akubacaceli kahle ukuthi imali edlulayo, imali esebenzayo.
Isakhamuzi unkosazana Imelda Ntini uthi yena akavamanga ukuyibona le mali ngoba lapho athenga khona unikwa imali yamatshe yamarand eyiyo evele ijwayelekile kulumkhono welizwe. Uthi uvame ukuzwa bantshintshwana imali bekhonona ngoba ikhanya isahlupha kuyibala lanxa ifana ledola leMelika.
Ama-bond coins akhona sibili, akhona izitolo asebenza kodwa akakho maningi cause abanye abantu abaningi lokhu kusetshenziswa ama-runs lamapula and abantu abaningi abazwisisi ukuthi asebenza njani and kebe kuyi-idea right sibi ukuthi uGovernor RBZ abuye azokhuluma labantu abatshele ukuthi asebenza njani. Lokuthi abuye ezokhuluma ngoba abantu sebecabanga ukuthi izinto la siphenduka, so uGovernor kumele abuye sibi azochasisela abantu ukuthi asebenza njani amabhonkweni.
Ngemva komhlangano lo, uDokotela Mangutsha azawuphatha ukuchasisela osomabhizimisi ngalimali ukhangelelwe ukuthi ayengena kumafemu akobulawayo ukuze azi ukuthi kuyini okwenzakala kuleli dolobho. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo, nginguNothando Sibanda.
UZulu eManicaland oswelayo ukhangelelwe ukwelatshwa imikhuhlane etshiyeneyo kungelambadalo kusizo oluvela kwinhlanganiso ye-Rotary International. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Lokhu kuvezwe ngamalunga aleliqula emhlanganweni lentathelizindaba owenzelwe esigodlweni samahofisi e-Rotary Club eHarare abalisa uDr. Rajid Bahia loDr. Rajiv Bradan abangamalunga e-Rotary International. Umkhokeli waleliqula uDr. Rajiv Bradam uveze ukuba baze khathesi ukuzolungiselela ngaphambilini kokuza kwequla lonke ukuzaqhuba lumsebenzi ezibhedlela ezintathu ezibalisa eSemtare Provincial Hospital, Nyanga District Hospital kanye leseSakuva. UDr. Pradhan uthi lokhu ngokwakuqala embalini yalolu hlelo lwabodokotela bakwele India olwe medical missions ukuzaqhutshwa kuleli okusekelwe ngummeli wamazwe amane abalisa eleZambia, Malawi, Mozambique leZimbabwe kule nhlanganiso yeRotary International. Umnumzana Kenneth Chibesakunda oze evelela kwele Zambia uzahlangana naleli qula. UChibesakunda uveze ukuba sekuzamele abe Rotary Club Mutare le Rotary Club Harare basebenze ndawonye ukwenza amalungiselelo alolu hlelo okufana lokukhetha okumele bathole usizo lokuhlinzwa kunhlangothi zempilo ezehlukeneyo. Okuyinto egcizelelwe ngesinye sezisebenzi ze Rotary Club eHarare, umnumzana Kudakwashe Madzima.
Ibizo le project lithiwa yi-medical mission. Labuyiswa ngama-doctors avele India. Babuya ukuzoperforma ama-surgeries on ama-medical issues anjengabo-dental, gyno and heart diseases and eyes.
UMadzima uveze njalo ukuba kuyimvama ukuba kuqale kwenziwe indingisiso sikhathi sonke lapho kuzathunyelwa iqulo labodokotela laba anduba babuye uzoqhuba umsebenzi.
I-team eqala ukubuya ngama-two past district governors abuye uzolungiselela izobona ukuthi kuyini okudingakalayo.
Lolu hlelo lubikwa luzaphathisa njalo ekutholiseni odokotela bakuleli ithuba lokufunda kwabanye babo base-India indlela zangalezi nsuku zokuhlinza. Impahla ezasetshenziswa kulolu hlelo ibikwa izasala ngemva kokuba usugqitshiwe lumsebenzi ozaqhutshwa phakathi kwensuku ezilitshumi njalo iza kunikezwa izibhedlela okuzabe kusetshenzwa kizo ukuze iqhubekele phambili iphathisa uzulu. Luza kweleZimbabwe lolu hlelo lwabodokotela bakwele-India olwe-medical missions ngemva kokunxuswa ngummeli wesigaba seNyanga South edale lephalamende, umnumzana Super Mandiwanzira, ngokusebenzelana lohulumende ngaphansi kogatsha lwezempilakahle. Isigaba seManicaland lapho kuzaqhutshwa khona lolu hlelo ngesinye sezigaba zemaphandleni eZimbabwe lapho uzulu aziwa ngobuyanga obuphindiweyo enganelisi ukufinyelela izibhedlela zikahulumende ngoba zibiza inhlawulo eqansileyo. Iningi lezibhedlela zasemaphandleni eZimbabwe zaziwa ngokusilela kokuningi okubalisa odokotela, abongi, imithi lokunye okumele kutholiswe ogulayo kanye lemitshina yokusebenzisa. Kunje ugatsha lwezempilakahle kuleli luthembele kusizo olutholiswa uhulumende luvelela kwamanye amazwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumavis Gama.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwele South Africa zithi sezidlela evalweni kulandela ukugqekezwa kwezitolo zabokuza lokuthathelwa impahla izizalwane zeSouth Africa. Lokhu kulandela ukudutyulwa kwesizalwane sakwele South Africa ngomunye usomabhizimusi wakwele Somalia othi umadutyulwa ubefuna ukugqekeza ibhizimusi lakhe. Sixhume isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa, umnumzana Nicholas Nqabuto Mabena.
Ngoba kukhanya indawo ezinengi ngama-Ethiopians nama-Pakistanians aseyiwo asethethe izitolo lezo sokuba sebethengisa izitolo lezo. Yikho sokwenza ukuthi inzalo zeSouth Africa bese siba lohlupho ukuthi bona abantu labo bengafingi babeziranela bona amabhizinisi abo. Sekufike bona basanelisa ukurana amabhizinisi abo. Yikho sokuqhubuka inzondo emphakathini weSouth Africa soze ufike esigabeni sokuthi bahambe bayekwenza lokho othiwa ngolusenzini yi-looting. Bayehlasela ezitolo lezo bezama ukuthi labo abangasonzalwe South Africa ikakhulu laba babuya eEthiopia labo babuya ePakistan basuke kulezo zitolo ukwenzela ukuthi bebese besiba nabo lawo amandla okuthi labo basebenze izitolo lezo babathengise lokho abafisa ukuba kuthengise.
Manje nxa sikhangele abeZimbabwe abakhona ngapho bona aba dlele evalweni nanxa sebebona abemzini bethathelwa impahla njengakhonoko.
Isikhathi esiningi abeZimbabwe kunzima ukumbona nxa ephakathi kwezizalwane zeSouth Africa ukuthi lo muntu ngwaseZimbabwe. Kufanana lami nxa ngizihlalele Soweto mbenze Alexandra, kunzima ukuthi umuntu nje angibone ukuthi angisiwe weSouth Africa ngoba ulimi esilikhulumayo lulimi oluvele lukhulunywa khonapha. Siyakwazi izalwane zeZimbabwe ziyakhuluma isiZulu, ziyakhuluma isiSuthu, ziyakhuluma isiTswana, kanti ke lombala kawohlukananga kakhulu. So kuba nzima ukuthi ufuthe ukuthi lo muntu waso weSouth Africa ngwaseZimbabwe. Kodwa kulula ukuthi usho ukuthi hayi lo umbala wakhe aso wangapha eSouthern Africa, lo muntu ngwakhona lephesheya kubo Ethiopia, ngoba umbala wabo lombala wethu kawufanani. Kanti ke lama Pakistanians vele umbala wethu lo wabo kawufanani. Kube sesiba lula ukuthi abantu abanjalo bahle babonakala ukuthi ngabantu bemzini ayisola abekhaya. Kanti ke abaseZimbabwe kuyabe kukhanya ngathiwa ngabantu basekhaya.
Umnumzana Nicholas Nqabutho Mabena. Kuwoza Friday lamhlanje silensizwa entsha kumdumo wezerumba uElvis Mfana Mudedli wayo ledlalate lakhe elitsha elithi wagcina nini. Yena ke ungena enkundleni ngale esine ethi umuntu ubongwa esaphila.
Elvis Mfana Mudedli wayo uzelwe kwaMakhulela ePlumtree ngo-1991. Wavela wathi khula zahle zaba segazini ezomculo. Uthi ubhotephosa abaculi bonke engakazitholele lakhe iqembu alithe igama lokuthi Elvis Ele Mfana Mude and the Super Bullets.
Wasekufika lapho nje ukuthi khona ngihlanganelo Chabuda sense album ethi oqala abathi ngumdala wesimbo. Ngathathwa ngu-ankele uMadala Boy wamfundisa ama-backing, wayenza kuma-shows akhe kanye nomxolisi uMr. Bones. Sarekhoda elinye i-CD futhi kudaye kuChanga Volume 1. Ngayenza ama-backing ino-prominent kanye no-handsome. Kwazi kwafika manje intukona msungulela miqembu.
Umfana omude uthi ingoma zakhe zonke zikwele dlalade alethule enyakenye ziqukede imfundiso enkulu okumangalisayo. Kuleke sibili uthi asazi sebengenwe yini laba bafana abazalisa amantombazana bethembe ukuphika izisu. Isifiso sakhe semqoka ikuthi abe umculo ozaduma umhlaba wonke. Lokhu ke uthi ukwenza ngokwethula amazwi aqatha engomeni zakhe.
Message engidlulisele emphakathini iyafundisa ayilingananga vele ngoba sisemncane kakhulu abantu abaningi bayavuma so kuningi abazokufunda kuyo. Engikufisayo ukuthi abantu bethanda into engiyenzayo fundise nabanye eminyakeni ezayo.
Kwesihlanu ethi wagcina nini okuyiso njalo isihloko sedlalade lakhe ugxwayisa labo abasemazweni ukuthi basebenze bakhumbule emakhaya.
Nginelo ngelinelipile emazweni, ngithi sebenzani linalikhumbule emakhaya. Nginelo ngelinelipile emazweni, ngithi sebenzani linalikhumbule emakhaya.
Zisithupake ingoma ezikuledlalade elika Elvis elingela kuqala. Uthi nxa ufuna ukulaywa uqondiswe njalo uchaywe kungela swazi, zitholele idlalada lakhe leli. Uphume enkundleni sithi kuzithandani omunye lomunye lebhanzi lakhe.
Yeah.
Imele Studio 7 eJohannesburg leSouth Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapho.
Siyabonga Jahala Kwanhlapho ngokusethulela uhlelo Woza Friday kwanelokho lamhlanje. Olivalelisayo untungameli Nkomo lilale.